Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. In the middle of the infinite quest. What was that? I've sprung a leak. David Tennant animation. I am not okay. So the doctor was being looked at through multifaceted eyes, and it's like a big bug robot thing was reaching out robot hands, and Martha's like, no, doctor, it's panicking. It's just frightened. So the doctor sonics it, and it pops open, and there's a man in there, just a human person. And the queen mantis says, all fleshy bipeds must be destroyed. And old lizard bloke is like, well, with the weapons I bought, you can. I love the lizard man. I've forgotten his name. He's got a funny name, like Mir. And it's the guy playing the lizard man is Paul Clayton, who has a great voice, like one of those mellifluous kind of, you know, very urbane British voices. He plays Colchester in the Torchwood continuation. Like at Big Finish, they do a bunch of different Torchwoods, but Russell T. Davis basically gave them the go-ahead to continue Torchwood as if they were, you know, making the show now. So they did a couple of series called There Was Aliens Among Us and There Was Gods Among Us, I think. Anyway, they were great, and Colchester is just my favourite character from that. He is amazing. Just kind of like really over it, tired, had enough. But just, like, he was hilarious. I loved him. Anyway, that's the actor who's playing the lizard. The lizard man with the infinite choker. Not that he's not like Lenny Kravitz and his infinity scarf. That's a different thing. It's a choker with the data thing from the infinite on his, anyway, you know, he's got the MacGuffin that they're looking for in this story. I find it weird that the mantis wants to kill all the fleshy bipeds, but she's fine with the doctor and Martha and the lizard man. Like, it's like they're all fleshy bipeds, mate. Anyway, the guy inside the suit says that this was his home, that they're not invading, like that this was a homestead and the bugs invaded. And the mantis queen's like, yeah, because you had so many lovely animals and so much lovely dung. Whoa. Martha is horrified at being invaded for dung. The robot suit man says, you know, it's one of the last fertile planets in the galaxy, and if it remains occupied by bugs, there will be a galaxy-wide famine. Oh, man, not a galaxy-wide famine. Again, It's the outer space where planets only serve one. Like, we've only got one planet that is arable land. That's it. Just a whole planet of sheep farming, or whatever kind of farming they did. So yeah, there's going to be a galaxy-wide famine. The lizard man wants his final payment, but the mantis queen says, "Oh no, I don't do deals with fleshy bipeds." And he goes, "Yes, I've heard about this war." He heard about the war from a prisoner on Vorlag Nok, where he used to broker getting things to prisoners, like, you know, sneaking and contraband, I gather. And of course, Lizardy knows Balthazar. Then an air raid siren starts up and the human in the bug suit says, "There's no way they can get out. The humans can't lose the planet and they'll happily sacrifice him to destroy the bugs." And the doctor's like saying to the Mantis Queen, "You know, there should be another way." Oh my God, I'm having flashbacks to Warriors of the Deep. "There should be another way. You've got to have another way." I know, it's terrifying. The humans are going to do spatial disintegration, which apparently just kills the bugs, which is, I don't know how that works. So the lizard bloke nicks off because he's like, "Oh well, I'm getting out of here, I don't want to get killed with the bugs." And the Mantis Queen offers to surrender, so the doctor sonics the human's helmet because the communicator's busted all of a sudden, and so they can send through a surrendering call. And it's like the guy's like, "Oh no, they won't deal with the bugs, they're not gonna talk to the Mantis Queen at all because, you know, they're humans, technically racist, speciesist or whatever." So the doctor calls through claiming that he's a pirate. So many pirates. Like, this is our third pirate now. He claims to be a pirate, and he's sending up the white flag, and he's doing a silly voice. He says he's captured the bugs, and they're under his control now. So the humans cancel the destruction and then order the doctor to be captured. The doctor brokers a deal between the humans and the mantises, where they'll provide light and heat because the bugs light up and they're hot, in exchange for all the dung they can possibly get their hands on. This is a weird deal. We'll shake our booty until it glows and you just give us whatever came out the back of the cow. what a wonderful exchange of... resources. Anyway, so the doctor and Martha go off after the lizardy man, because, you know, he's got the data chip. So of course he's dead. He's been killed as well. Well, the last one was dead, so you knew this one was going to happen. Like, that's how this story's going, isn't it? But the data chip's been left behind, so they go onto the TARDIS. The doctor plugs in the data chip, and it says they have to go somewhere cold. So they get to the prison of Vorlag Nok. Ah, they've mentioned it for the third time. It's it's like Chekhov's hexachromite gas. It's Chekhov's Vorlag Nok. So they go onto the icy surface and immediately are sucked to the bottom of the planet through some weird elevator thing. It's like a little platform with rays around it that stops them falling out of it. And then they're scanned by robots who take the sonic screwdriver away. And they realize that Martha is not a criminal, so she's fine. But the doctor has thousands of outstanding convictions, like 3,242 or something. Like, it's some made-up number. So he's taken off and confined to a cell. Martha, meanwhile, is taken to the governor. So the doctor's put in a cell with a robot who says it hurts. Okay. And Martha's telling the governor, the warden, the only human that's there, because everyone else is a robot. She's like, "You've made a terrible mistake." And she sees one of the robots put the sonic screwdriver in a safe, and inside the safe is the last data chip. I think they might be calling it data chip, but I'm calling it data. The warden collates the charges against the doctor: 1,400 traffic violations, thousands of library fines, 18 planetary demolition charges going back 3,000 years, and he's been sentenced to 2 billion years in prison. Seems excessive. I wonder if this is the these are the charges that the 13th doctor ended up when she went to the prison, being captured by the Jadoon that time, in which was that of the Daleks? The something of the revolution of the Daleks. The something of the Daleks is my favorite episode. Something of the Daleks. But yeah, I wonder if these are related charges. So anyway, not the first time the doctor's been in prison. So the warden sees a video of the Martha as the doctor's accomplice when he was pretending to be the pirate on the planet of the bugs and the poo. So she's obviously in trouble. And in the cell, the doctor is recapping the entire story so far to the robot with one eye. This is the worst thing about this being a 45-minute episode, but being actually 13 episodes, is that like every 3 minutes there's a little recap of what's gone before. It's like, yeah, I know, I just watched it. But I guess that's the necessity. But there's not breaks. There's not like titles or anything. It's just like all runs into one thing. But there's just like every few minutes, there's just like, oh, yeah, here's what happened before. which I guess I should be doing in this podcast because I'm making it go longer than the actual animation went for by talking about it so much. Like, I think I must be up to nearly 40 minutes of talking about this. Or am I up to 50? Am I up to 50 minutes? Yeah, this is, I'm now officially gone longer. The actual episode. Oh man, I'm so sorry. This has been fun though. I feel like I've enjoyed this episode more than I expected to, because when I was watching it I was like, oh, this is a bit of a chore. And I'm like, oh, actually I'm having more fun doing the podcast about this episode than I actually did watching the episode. Anyway, it's gonna go for 60 minutes now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.